Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we start each day with hope, inspiration, and God's word to set the tone for victory. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. How are you doing this morning? I trust that God has kept you and that his mercies, which are new every morning, are already surrounding you today. Our topic for today is praying without ceasing, and our Bible text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, which says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I want to start by sharing a story that beautifully reflects this theme. In his book Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis once described prayer as like tuning in to a radio frequency. He said prayer is not about sending words into the air. It's about aligning our hearts with God, like tuning a radio until you find the right channel. And here's the striking part. Lewis emphasized that prayer should not be just an occasional act but a continual practice, a way of keeping the line open with heaven at all times. That's powerful, isn't it? Imagine living your whole day tuned into God, not just when you need something, but in every moment. Whether you're at work, in traffic, cooking, studying, or even lying down to rest. Paul's instruction to the church in Thessalonica was clear: pray without ceasing. But what does that mean? Does it mean we stop everything and just stay on our knees 24 hours? No, not quite. It means prayer becomes like breathing, constant, natural, and life-sustaining. Let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself worrying endlessly about a situation? What if you turned every single one of those worries into a prayer? When worry comes, pray. When joy comes, give thanks. When confusion comes, seek God's direction. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Every moment becomes an opportunity to connect with Him. Do you sometimes feel like your prayers are too small for God to care about? Let me encourage you. There is no prayer too small and no situation too ordinary for God's attention. If He counts the hairs on your head, Luke 12, verse 7, then surely He wants to hear your heart in every detail of your day. Do you ever feel too weak to pray? Remember this: the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Romans 8, verse 26. Even sighs and groans become prayers when we turn them toward God. Now pause and think. What would your day look like if you carried a prayerful heart into every moment? What would change if you whispered a prayer before every decision, every conversation, every challenge? Here's your action point for today. Choose one activity you normally do, whether it's your commute, your lunch break, or when you're about to sleep, and intentionally make it a prayer moment. Let that become a habit until prayer flows into everything you do. So today, as you go out, remember that prayer is not a one-time event. It's a lifestyle. Stay tuned in to God's frequency. Talk to Him, listen for His voice, and let prayer carry you through your day. Now, let's make a declaration together. Wherever you are, say it with me. Today, I choose to pray without ceasing. My heart is open to God. My mind is tuned to His presence, and my spirit is aligned with His will. I will walk in peace, strength, and victory because God is with me, guiding me every step of the way. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today to pray without ceasing. Teach us to turn our hearts to you in every moment, in joy, in pain, in confusion, and in gratitude. I pray for everyone listening right now. May their day be filled with peace, guidance, and strength. May doors of favor open before them, and may they experience your presence like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Closing encouragement, beloved. As you go into your day, keep this message close to your heart. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one who needs encouragement today. And don't forget, prayer isn't just something we do. It's who we are. Stay blessed, stay prayerful, and keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.